I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, we posted the agenda for the Inyo County Board of Supervisors meeting. It's a regular meeting taking place on May 26th at 8:30 a.m. For a quick recap on the Bivvy fire on Tuesday, May 19th, 2026, at approximately 1:52 a.m., Bishop Police Department alongside Bishop Fire Department were dispatched to a structure fire with entrapment at the Eastside Guest House in Bivvy, located at 777 North Main Street in Bishop, California. Bishop Police officers arrived on scene and started evacuations of nearby residents who were currently occupying rooms at the Eastside Guest House in Bivvy. Chief Russell arrived on scene and established the Bivvy Command. Chief Russell received information from Bishop PD that all occupants have made it out safely and from the structure on the property. After locating suspicious items on scene, this prompted a multi-agency investigation. Investigators from Bishop Police Department, Bishop Fire Department, Inyo County Sheriff's Department, Inyo County District Attorney's Office, and CAL FIRE arson and bomb investigators all came together collaboratively to investigate and identify a potential suspect. If you haven't seen the video of Chief Brett Russell from the Bishop Fire Department, Chief Nate Durr from the Bishop Police Department, and District Attorney Dana Chrome that we posted on Sierra Way Media, both on Instagram, Facebook, and on X, you need to go check that out as they give all the information that you need to know about what led up to the arrest of 46-year-old female Narcona Stevenson. She is of Ridgecrest, California, and arrested her on the following charges and is being held at Inyo County Jail on $850,000 bail. So there's 22 counts of attempted murder, felony, one count arson, caught creating bodily injury, arson, felony, one count PRCS violation, felony, one count disorderly conduct, loiter, etc., private property, misdemeanor, one count use under influence of controlled substance, misdemeanor, one count possesses unlawful paraphernalia, misdemeanor, one count unlawful possession, use of tear gas, or tear gas weapon, misdemeanor. One count, give false ID to PO, which would be a police officer. All other offenses, misdemeanor. We'd like to thank all involved agencies for their time and effort investigating and locating Stevenson. Once again, make sure you take time to go and watch the report that we put up with Chief Russell from the Bishop Fire Department, Chief Durr from the Bishop Police Department, and our district attorney, Dana Chrome. Well, the smoke you see up on the hills is from Inyo National Forest. They are doing a prescribed fire operation, started on Tuesday. Crews ignited a project area located near Sunny Slopes and the Owens Gorge Road. They estimate that this work will be completed by the end of the week as weather conditions allow. Remember, they use prescribed fires to help reduce overgrown vegetation to help protect local communities, infrastructure, and natural resources from wildfires. Prescribed fires planned for the area is the Casa Diablo RX 375 acres. Reason why we're bringing this back up is it has been brought to our attention that there was a fire. No, yes. It is a fire, but it is a prescribed burn. Well, yesterday during a House Judiciary Committee hearing, Representative Kevin Kiley, Independent California, voted in favor of congressional subpoenas related to Justice Department's so-called anti-weaponization fund. The subpoenas would have compelled testimony from Attorney General Todd Blanche, Associate Attorney General Stanley Woodward, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, IRS CEO Frank Visigano, and Treasury General Counsel Brian Morrissey. This highly unusual arrangement would appropriate $1.8 billion without congressional involvement or judicial approval for private payouts that advance no discernible public interest. I will use every oversight tool available to protect our taxpayers and the constitutional authority of Congress. The measure failed to advance the committee 18-17 despite Representative Kiley's report. Well, there's more information out there for news on Sierra Wave Media, like Senator Maria Alvarado Gill proudly announcing the Beat Anything Museum of Modesto as Senate District 4's 2026 Nonprofit of the Year. But I'll let you go out that and read it for yourself. Like I said, it's at sierrawave.net. More news can be found on Facebook and Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on that thing called X.com. For 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talk about the people who shape it. I'm going to beat it to death. You need to go out and watch that video on Chief Nate Durr from the Bishop PD, Chief Brett Russell from the Bishop Fire Department, and our district attorney, Dana Crum. These are the people that shaped our community this week. Thanks for listening.